This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, September 20th, 2015. Alex Jones is going to be joining us this hour with a report from the road. And I wanted to follow up on what I was talking to Anthony Gucciardi about, and that is the idea of studies. We were talking about how studies could be manipulated by those who fund them to say basically anything that you want to say. Of course, there was a lot of back and forth in the last GOP debate between Ben Carson and Donald Trump. I think it's cost Ben Carson a huge amount of support to take the position that the science is settled on vaccines. I have to say, science is never settled. It is never settled, but especially in a situation involving medications, pharmaceuticals, and vaccines, because the vaccines themselves are constantly being changed, being manipulated, having different additives put into them. The schedules are being changed. The frequency is being changed. The concentration is being changed. So the science is not settled. And even if it were, they can go back and forth and argue the merits or the demerits of different vaccines, different additives or adjuvants that they put into it, preservatives or things to stimulate the immune system that can stimulate adverse reactions. That's what adjuvants are. They found that in many cases, when they would inject people with the vaccines, that their immune system would not have the reaction to produce a passive immunity. So they put adjuvants in, things to irritate the immune system. And some people, that causes a horrendous adverse reaction. So those adjuvants, some of the things that they put in as preservatives, those are constantly being changed. But we have genetic modification being put into vaccines. Anything that could be injected into you now is being called a vaccine. And the reason for that is that they don't have any liability. That was taken away in 1986. Anything they call a vaccine is essentially something that is free of liability for the company. So, of course, they're doing that. Now, Cheryl Atkinson is a very we respect her a great deal here at InfoWars. I think Alex has talked to her on a number of occasions. She says, what the news isn't telling you about the vaccine autism studies. She said a new study this week found no link between vaccines and autism. It instantly made headlines on TV news and popular media everywhere. Many billed it as the final word once again, disproving the notion that vaccines could have anything to do with autism. But what you didn't learn on the news was that the study was from a consulting firm that lists major vaccine makers among its clients, the Lewin Group. The potential conflict of interest was not disclosed in the paper that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study authors simply declared, quote, the Lewin Group operates with editorial independence. Really? Really? A consulting lobbying firm, and they act with editorial independence. And she goes on to talk about how, look, there's been a lot of studies that do show that there is a link with that. She says there's 21 different scientists. She lists them there. She says these are just a few of the many scientists whose peer-reviewed, published works have found possible links between vaccines and autism. But unlike the Lewin Group study, their research was not endorsed, was not promoted by the government, and was therefore not widely reported in the media. In fact, news reports, blogs, and quote-unquote medical experts routinely claim no such studies exist. And she clarifies, she said, to be clear, no study to date conclusively proves or disproves a causal link between vaccines and autism. But despite the misreporting, none have claimed to do so. Each typically finds either A, no association, or B, a possible association on a narrow vaccine-autism question. Taken as a whole, the research on both sides serves as a body of evidence. A body of evidence that we as individuals should be treated with the respect that we have that information, that all of it is reported to us, that the conflicts of interest are reported to us, that they get our consent. And that's where Ben Carson and even Donald Trump, as they're arguing back and forth the merits, the demerits of vaccines or whatever, it's not their decision to make. If you take that decision away from us, you get things like the Tuskegee experiments. You get things like the experiments on people in Nazi concentration camps and German and Japanese prisoner of war camps. Those are horrendous abuses that were done in the name of the greater good. They were prohibited by the Nuremberg Amendments. They're prohibited by medical ethics, and they're prohibited by the Constitution and our individual rights. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, but today Alex Jones is out and he is reporting in from the airport. As I found when I was traveling recently on my vacation, he has also come across some issues with the TSA, as we all do. And as I filed my report, many people said, well, just don't fly. Just boycott it totally. I agree. I think we ought to try to reduce our flying as much as possible to put pressure on the airlines to not support this kind of authoritarian treatment at the airports. But at the same token, I don't want to allow them to keep me in a box. So I try to push back as much as I can. Well, that's opting out, essentially, because I know they don't like to do that. I don't like to do it either. But I try to be a monkey wrench into the system as much as I can. Nothing is going to really change, however, until the vast number of Americans stand up and say no. We can do that. Whenever Americans stand up and say no, they always back down. But they have to know that you're going to stand up for your rights, that you're not going to take it anymore. Shout it. I'm fed up and I'm not going to take it anymore. I mean, that's what we have to do collectively. We have to stand collectively for our individual rights instead of just surrendering this to them, allowing them to control our movements. And it's going to get much worse. As I pointed out, shortly they are going to make people who are traveling within the United States, citizens within the United States, carry a passport if their state has not qualified for the national ID card, real ID. So it's going to continue to get worse until we stand up and say we've had enough. Reporting in, here's Alex Jones.
Folks, Alex Jones here reporting live as I board a Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Austin from Omaha. I went up there to conduct some business and also to attend a wedding. And I had some very interesting experiences up there analyzing what's happening to the country that fits into what I witnessed in areas of Europe about a month and a half ago. I'll be back tomorrow live hosting the entire 5 days of the week myself and the Sunday broadcast coming up. And we're going to be breaking down the Pope's visit to Philadelphia, D.C., and other areas, his visit that's currently happening in Cuba and how huge this is, and more. I haven't had any big TSA problems until today. And because of the fact that they had part of downtown shut down because of a marathon, I got a little late to the airport. And so I thought just for a test, I would go ahead and do the naked body scanner. I've refused it for 5 years, as everyone knows. Thought I'd do it so I could basically analyze the experience after demonstrating against it. So even though I went through the entire process, they then wanted to search us and went through all of our bags and found Concord grape jelly from Nebraska that I bought at a farmer's market in downtown Omaha yesterday. Again, I was out checking out the economy, doing research. And they said, we're going to let you fly today because of this violation, but you're really lucky that we're even letting you. I mean, this is America. Our own government funds ISIS and Al-Qaeda. where our own government ships in the major narcotics, where our own government is involved in every crime you can imagine in the world. Then they got these ridiculous internal checkpoints like dog training to prepare us to be slaves. And they sit there with a straight face and searched me for 35 minutes until I barely made my plane and got such enjoyment out of it. And they were closing the door as I got on. Southwest actually basically waited for me and the crew member I brought. So this is what America and the world has turned into. And it just illustrates how everything is about henpecking us into submission. Political correctness, zero tolerance, nanny state, all of it is about training you to comply, training you to be a minion. And none of it keeps us safe. The enemies run the country. Criminals have taken over. It's proof. It's fact. And I was reading today where a police chief said that Black Lives Matter groups are targeting police or engaged in domestic terrorism. It's classical terrorism by its very definition. They fired him. That story's on Infowars.com, North Carolina. It's just amazing to think it's Homeland Security for veterans and gun owners and patriots, and we've done nothing. And the very groups funded by Soros that are meant to destabilize the country are letting it run wild. I'm just sick of it. I mean, to watch the, quote, security services used just as a conditioning tool for the general public is wrong, and I stand against it. But we have a lot of special reports. I was able to shoot video of some of this and take photos of the whole TSA, you know, Thomas Gates grape jelly. And we'll be going over all. But there's so many other big epiphanies I've had while I've been on this trip. David Knight's about to come back live, but I'll be breaking this all down tomorrow. Lord willing, pray for us. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the syndicated daytime weekday show. I want to thank you all for the support with the Money Bomb. We're going to launch the full syndication on television now. It's going to have a big effect, so I want to salute you all. And I just want to appreciate what you've done. You definitely stand at the heart of InfoWars. All right, Alex Jones from InfoWars.com signing off. So we're back live tomorrow. Remember, if you're listening to this transmission or watching it, you are the resistance.
And again, it's another example of what we continually see from our government. Completely open borders, and the same people that run that, Homeland Security, are harassing us endlessly over minutiae and silly things like grape jelly at the airport, like you just heard Alex report. And of course, there was this story that I talked about earlier from TechDirt. Don't retweet about ISIS, or you could go to jail. The FBI considers your retweets to be endorsements, especially when it comes to chatter about a terrorist organization, ISIS. And they point out this is not the first time. They say, so the next time you see someone's Twitter bio and it says retweets aren't endorsements or something along those lines, know that the FBI doesn't agree with that. And of course, look, we know that our government created ISIS. Are they going to arrest John McCain, who was meeting with the leaders of ISIS? We just had an article the same day as the Republican debate on CNN. We had articles in mainstream press, confessions of the leader of ISIS, talking about how he had the CIA and others help him to bring in Chechen Muslims that had been fighting Russia, bring them into Syria. We know that our government has funded and trained and imported these terrorists. And yet, if you tweet about them, then they're going to possibly put you in jail because they have to maintain this control. If they can establish the principle that they can do to you whatever they wish, then that means that they can change the definition of terrorist at any time as they wish. A terrorist can be anybody that they label as a terrorist. So they have to establish these principles. They're going to put the Muslims out there as the boogeyman for us, even though they are the ones who are equipping and funding and training the worst of the Muslim terrorists out there. Now, along those lines, we had we've had a back and forth in the media about Donald Trump and whether or not he should defend Obama against charges that he's a Muslim. We've all seen how he praises Islam, criticizes Christianity, and uses the federal government in a politically correct way to suppress Christian expression of religion. Look, when we see this back and forth going on about gay marriage, we understand that people should be able to associate however they wish. And there needs to be an accommodation. It's how we're going to accommodate people's religious conscience along with that other freedom. And there are ways that that could be done, but they're not interested in exploring those ways. They want to have that kind of a conflict. They push for that kind of a conflict. That's what we see repeatedly. And they've escalated the idea that now religious freedom is subordinate to the freedom to marry whoever you wish. So they sue people who do not provide services to them because they feel that they would be participating and celebrating for that. There is no accommodation whatsoever for religious freedom, rather a subjugation of that. So in that context of what was said back and forth between Donald Trump about Obama and in the context of what's been going on in the last few weeks with the Supreme Court, today on Meet the Press, they asked candidate Ben Carson whether or not a Muslim should be elected president. And this is what he had to say. He said, "I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that." That was reported by the AP as saying Carson said that Muslims shouldn't be elected president. It's not quite the same thing. He's putting out his opinion there. You may agree or disagree with it. He wasn't saying that this was something that was prohibited by the Constitution or that he would prohibit. He said he would not agree with it. He would not advocate it. They also say that he did not specify in what way Islam ran counter to the constitutional principles. And I think, quite frankly, if we look at this, there are some issues with Sharia law, with where Muslims are deriving their authority, that conflict with the Constitution. But in the same way that Joe Biden conflicts with the Constitution when he denies natural rights and the purpose of our government. We'll talk about that more when we come.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to get back to what we were talking about, the revelation from Ben Carson. I want to unpack that a little bit more for you. It was reported Ben Carson does not believe a Muslim should be president. What does he really mean by that? What was he saying? I want to get back to that and also look at Donald Trump's latest policy paper about the Second Amendment. Trump has only done two policy statements. He's done one about immigration, one about the Second Amendment. Both of them are very, very detailed compared to what the other candidates have put out. Other candidates have a lot of issues that they talk about, and it's interesting to see what they choose to talk about, what their issues are. That tells us something about it. They give us a little bit of information about where they would go, but Donald Trump has given us more detailed statements than we've seen from any of the other candidates on most of these issues. Bush has put out a fairly detailed economic statement, but not anything that's truly controversial about what you would expect to see from him. So we're going to talk about Trump's latest policy paper, the Second Amendment. And I think whether or not you agree or disagree with these issue statements, I think it does everybody a favor to talk about something in detail. I mean, you still have to ask yourself, is this something that he will make good on? Is this something that has been something that he's cared about, that he deeply cares about, that he understands, that is a principle, or is it simply a position? You'll have to make that assessment. That's my problem with Donald Trump. I've seen him on both sides of these issues. But nevertheless, let's talk about some of the issues that are brought up, because he does bring up some really important issues. We'll get to those in just a moment. Before we do, just wanted to thank you once again for supporting us in the Money Bomb that began on Wednesday. We had a 28-hour broadcast. It was donations as well as specials that we had on our website. And again, we've extended those specials at InfoWarsLife.com. We've extended that until midnight tonight. Free shipping as well as massive discounts on many of the supplements and nutraceuticals that we sell there. Also, remember that we're only about 95 days out from Christmas. We've got T-shirts and other things that are on the site that are available, and you can still get free shipping for that. So it's something to think about in terms of gifts coming up even. But some of the specials that we have on things that will make a difference with your health. 25% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine that was sold out, but we got an emergency shipment back in. 25% off of that and DNA Force. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off Brain Force, Silver Bullet, and 15% off Deep Cleanse, Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 supplement, and Oxy Powder. And one other, 20% off of Prostagard. That's $5 off the typical price of Prostagard. We have reviews on all of these products that you can see at InfoWarsLife.com. That will help you to see if it has been helpful to other people. You can also see the ingredients. And for example, in Prostagard, we are proud of the ingredients that we put in our products, unlike the Dark Act, which wants to hide the fact that many of the food manufacturers are using GMO products in their food. We are proud of what we put in. We are very careful to put in natural ingredients that support your body's functions naturally. Prostagard is a good example. It has saw palmetto, vitamin D3, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, many things that naturally support your health. And take a look at the reviews that are there, what people have said that it's done for them. Here's Jerry from Waterbury, Connecticut. He says it reduces frequent urination. He says, I've had an overactive bladder for a long time and started dealing with it again recently. When I heard that InfoWars Life was selling this product, I decided to give it a try. Everyone who has an overactive bladder knows what I mean when I say it was worth a try. It's a very annoying condition. It's worked for me to this point. My frequency seems to have dropped to the levels of what it was when I was a lot younger before I had this problem. Another one from Liberty or Death 94 in the Lone Star State. He says, I bought a bottle for my dad. He noticed results within a few days. Glad to know there's something out there that works. Amazing product. You can see those reviews and many others like them again at our site, InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping till midnight tonight, and we've extended as a thank you the discounts on the products that we sell until midnight tonight. Now, getting back to what Ben Carson had to say, he wasn't saying that there should be a litmus test as to someone's religion. What he said was he didn't think that Islam as religion was compatible with the Constitution, perhaps. And he didn't even go that strong. He said, if it's inconsistent with the values and principles of America, then, of course, it should matter. You know, actually, when we look at Joe Biden, who is now sitting on the sidelines, as I said, biding his time, I think that he has picked up all of the people that have left Hillary Clinton. Certainly, Hillary Clinton has dropped 20% in the polls. And Joe Biden, even though he hasn't announced, has picked up those 20%. And when I look at what Joe Biden has to say, it concerns me as much as Sharia law that he doesn't understand the foundations of our government, of our Bill of Rights, of our Declaration of Independence, of our Constitution. He fought with Clarence Thomas on the whole concept of natural rights during the confirmation hearings. I remember that distinctively. It's the first time I'd ever noticed Joe Biden. He was absolutely incensed at the idea that we would possess natural rights, whether they're from God or whether you want to say it's just because we're human. Our founders said that we were given those rights by our Creator, that they were therefore inalienable. Many, if you're not a Christian, understand that you possess those rights as a human being, if you wish. Nevertheless, those rights are not as a human being. If you are a human being, you have these rights, and they're not given to you by the government. They're not privileges that are granted to you, but they are fundamental rights. That's what Joe Biden has a problem with. And we need to understand that our government was set up to protect those individual rights. That's what the Declaration of Independence said. It said to protect these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, and that when the governments become destructive of those rights, we have the right and the duty to alter or abolish that government. That's the fundamental principle of America. And so when we look at Islam, take a look at what the embassy of Saudi Arabia talks about in terms of legal and judicial structure. They say since Saudi Arabia is an Islamic state, its judicial system is based on Islamic law. At the top of the legal system is the king, who acts as the final court of appeal and as a source of pardon. It's a very much a king system that we broke from. So it's a very different approach. But here's what they have to say as well. They say in Sharia, there is no difference between the sacred and the secular aspects of society. And that's what many people are concerned about. The Islamic countries do not share our tradition, our constitutional mandate that there be a freedom of religion. They do not accept that. Saudi Arabia, our great ally, has beheaded more people than ISIS has. They're notorious for their intolerance of other religions. That's what concerns everyone about it being compatible with the Constitution. They say, of course, that Muslims derive Sharia law primarily from the Holy Quran. And, of course, when we talk about Islam, we need to understand that there's many different variants of it. There's Wahhabism, which is Saudi Arabia. There's the Sunni Islam, which is in Iraq. There's Sharia, which is in Iran. And, of course, there's going to be differences with individuals. Nevertheless, the concern that we have, and I think what Ben Carson was talking about, was are they going to respect the principles that we have embedded in the Declaration of Independence, the principles our country was founded upon, and the principles that are in the First Amendment? Because we've got an article on InfoWars that 33% of the people in America can't name a single aspect of the First Amendment. Maybe that's a good question in the next presidential debate. We'll be right back.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com
Tax.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host today, David Knight. At the end of the last segment, we just started talking about an article that's on Infowars.com. 33% of the American people can't name a single First Amendment right. That's a recent poll that was taken. I would like to see this kind of a question at the next debate by the GOP. Tell them, name one of the Bill of Rights besides the Second Amendment and tell us what you think it's about. Or take one like the First Amendment. Can you name the different aspects of the First Amendment? Here's what that poll found. They found that 57% of the people knew that that freedom of speech was in the First Amendment. They found that only 19% knew that freedom of religion was in it. Only 10% mentioned freedom of the press. Only 10% mentioned the right of assembly. And only 2% knew that the right to petition was in the First Amendment. Now, 33% of the people couldn't name a single thing. That's what is truly amazing. Truly amazing. So I'd like to see some questions from the presidential candidates. Name some of the assets. Tell us what your favorite one of the Bill of Rights is and why. Just give us, you don't have to quote it verbatim. Just give us a general idea of what you think it's about and tell us why you like it. That would be truly amazing. I don't think we would get much of a difference from that as we do from this poll. I can imagine some blank stares from many of these candidates. Now, Donald Trump has put out a statement, a very detailed statement about the Second Amendment. And, of course, his position papers, he's only put two of them up, only two positions about issues, immigration and now the Second Amendment, just came out the last couple of days. But he's been fairly detailed on that. Let's talk about his position on the Second Amendment. It starts out very, very strong. He says the Second Amendment to our Constitution is clear. The right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed upon, period. That's a great start. The rest of it he talks about is also good as he in the preamble. He says the Constitution doesn't create that right. It ensures that the government can't take it away. Exactly right. Rights are things that we possess, as I was saying in the last segment, that we possess as human beings, that are given to us as human beings by God. Government is instituted to protect those. If you grant things to people, those are called privileges. They're not called rights. But then he goes on to say, this is about self-defense, plain and simple. Not exactly. Not exactly. That is certainly an important aspect of why we have those rights. But we also possess those rights to protect our country from foreign invasion, from insurrection, from dictators. Okay, the Second Amendment is there as a check against the abuse of power by our own government, not just foreign governments. The first line of defense was not a standing army. As a matter of fact, they did not want a standing army. There are provisions about how the army needed to be taken down after the ends of wars, not a permanent standing army. They considered that to be one of the greatest threats to our liberties, and I think that we have seen that is the case. It was the militia that was supposed to protect us, not the military. So it is not about self-defense. That is one of the things that we have that we enjoy as a right, but it is not about self-defense. But let's talk about some of the specifics he has to say. Enforce the laws on the books, he says. He talks about how there's violent crime in cities like Baltimore and Chicago, ignoring the fact that that crime is there because of the war on drugs. And, of course, Donald Trump is talking to the Republican base. You're not going to hear the Republicans criticize prohibition, unfortunately. They still haven't got it. They still didn't learn anything from alcohol prohibition, and they haven't learned anything from the 44 years of the war on drugs prohibition that we've had, and they also don't understand that they don't have any legal or constitutional authority to prohibit it. As I've mentioned before, we have the 18th Amendment and the 21st Amendment stand as a testimony. Just in case you don't understand what the 9th and 10th Amendment are about, the fact that if the government isn't explicitly given powers, those powers remain with the people, remain with the states. In other words, if you don't give a power specifically to the federal government and say, this is yours to regulate, they don't have that power. And so they had to give themselves the power with an amendment to the Constitution. That's what the 18th Amendment was about. It amended the Constitution so that they had the power to prohibit alcohol alone. And that was revoked in the 21st Amendment. Where is the amendment to prohibit any other drug? Or not just recreational drugs, medical drugs, drugs that you might need to fight cancer. Why would you allow the FDA or the DEA to deny something that you believe you should have? See, we have tolerated that, and now what we're staring down the barrel of is removal of our informed consent when it comes to vaccinations, because the principle is the same. If you don't own your body, they can deny you medical treatment or they can force you to take medical treatment. They can also say that this is harmful for you, so we're going to throw you in jail or kill you if you are involved with using this. So it's really the war on drugs. It's not the possession of guns that's dangerous. And I would like to see the Republican Party understand that and promote that. Once they do, I think they'll get some traction. But he says we have a dangerous war on drugs. We have drug dealers and gang members that are given a slap on the wrist and turned loose on the street, so it needs to stop. So he doesn't acknowledge that prohibition is really the issue. He goes on then to offer mandatory minimums, which we've seen fail in the war on drugs, for violent crime. And I understand that if you're going to send somebody to jail for a felon for a violent crime that they used a gun, I don't have a problem with them getting stiff sentences. But I do have a problem with mandatory minimums, even though Eric Holder, who called it a cookie-cutter program, even though he did not get rid of mandatory minimums. We've seen that used against nonviolent offenders. And understand that what's really behind that is an effort to fill up the private prisons. That's really what's going on there. I don't think that we're going to solve anything in this country by throwing even more people in prison. We already have more people incarcerated than any other country, including China and Russia. But then he goes on to talk about fix our broken mental health system. Again, we need to be careful because a lot of Republicans have jumped on the bandwagon to say that guns are not to blame, crazy people are. And I understand there's been a lot of shootings by people who are mentally disturbed. We have tried to point out over and over again that in every one of these cases, if you look at them, they've been prescribed some kind of pharmaceutical. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors are a favorite. They make people more violent. They're prescribed for people who are suicidal or violent in some way, and yet it exacerbates that condition, especially when they come off of those drugs. Yet again, they do not acknowledge that system. And we have to be careful that if they say that someone is mentally incompetent to own a gun, who makes that determination? Are we going to have a due process to make that determination? Is this going to be a federal program to determine that? Are we going to have a jury to determine that? If you're going to take away somebody's right to own guns, that ought to be considered the same type of due process that you would have in order to take away their rights to throw them in prison. I think there ought to be a jury trial. I don't think it ought to be done on the orders of a doctor. I don't think it ought to be done with a checklist of different things or the accusation of friends or family or neighbor. It needs to be, once an accusation is made, then take it to a court and adjudicate it, just as you would if they were charged with a crime. Once you did that, I think that would be reasonable. But also, acknowledge the fact that a lot of this is caused by SSRIs. But then he has some good things to say about gun and magazine bans. He said the government has no business dictating what types of firearms are good. Honest people should be allowed to own them. Again, I'm reading from Donald Trump's recently released issues statement on the Second Amendment. Then he goes to background checks, and he points out that very few criminals are stupid enough to try and pass a background check. They get their guns from friends, family members, or by stealing them. So the overwhelming majority of people who go through background checks are law-abiding gun owners. Exactly right. So why not get rid of it? Why not get rid of the background checks that were put in to appease Ronald Reagan's, the wife of one of Ronald Reagan's friends? Why not get rid of those? Because they're totally ineffective. He says we need to fix the system we have, and we need to make it work as intended. What we don't need to do is expand a broken system. That's Donald Trump's program. So I don't really understand what he means by fixing a system when nobody is really using it. And finally, he talks about a national right to carry, and I want to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're worried about your health
and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In the last segment, we were talking about Donald Trump's newest issue statement. He's had two, one about immigration, the other one about the Second Amendment and the rights of gun owners. Both of them are very detailed, and there's some good aspects in both of them and some things that I would disagree with. Not so much things that I would disagree with, but a little bit soft on some of the edges. He has a very strong statement with the Second Amendment rights issue statement, saying that it is clearly a fundamental right. It is not something that the government grants to us. Nevertheless, he talks about how it is about self-defense. It's about much more than that. I would like to see a broader understanding of that. Also, some things we need to be careful about when he brings in mental health. We've seen many in the conservative movement who typically understand and protect Second Amendment rights, trying to push back against gun control by saying we need to get tougher with people on the mental health issue, ignoring the contributions of pharmaceutical drugs like SSRIs, and also ignoring our due process. We've seen how the VA has tried to take guns away under ridiculous pretenses from veterans, how they have used the auto deposit of checks, disability checks, to say that you're incompetent and therefore you're going to lose your ability, your right to own guns. So we need to have a clear legal process. I would like to see a discussion and a mention of that. Nothing like that in here. But let's go to the one that we did not discuss yet, the last aspect of Donald Trump's Second Amendment rights statement. He talks about a national right to carry. He says the right of self-defense doesn't stop at the end of your driveway. That's why I have a concealed carry permit, why tens of millions of Americans do. That permit should be valid in all 50 states. And we understand that this has been an entrapment device in states like Chris Christie's New Jersey, not recognizing people who have a valid concealed carry license. There was just recently a case about a man in North Carolina who traveled on business, a construction business. He had a gun. It was stowed away in his car. He had a concealed carry permit that was valid in North Carolina. But when they found it in New Jersey, they want to send him to jail for years. There was another case last year about a fellow who was moving his household. And his family was concerned about him. They called the police because they did not see him where they thought he was going to be. He was running very late. The police found him. They pulled him over. They wanted to look through his trunk. At the bottom of his trunk, underneath his possessions, his clothes, and everything else, they found a firearm. He had a permit to use that in his state. He had a concealed carry permit. It was stowed in his trunk under everything else while he was moving. Nevertheless, they were trying to put him away for 10 years. That kind of entrapment is horrific that we see that happens in many of the northeastern states. And so it's great that Donald Trump is addressing that and the idea that people should not be banned from carrying guns on military bases and recruiting centers. That's certainly something that the president could do by order. Nevertheless, we also need to be careful. He draws the analogy to a driver's license that works in every state. And I agree. It ought to be recognized in every state. They should not be able to send somebody who is a law-abiding citizen who is qualified in another state and trap them and send them to jail. But we need to understand that even with driver's licenses, we now have this Real ID Act that is now going to, if your state doesn't comply with what Homeland Security wants to see happen in terms of Real ID, you're going to have a passport to fly. This is going to be coming up in just a few months for domestic flights. You're going to be an American citizen. You're going to have a passport to fly from one position to the other. And they have singled out, starting in 2016, residents of New York, Wisconsin, Louisiana, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and American Samoa. There you go, American Samoa. We're going to nail those people. I don't know why that is. But there's going to be possibly other states. It's just kind of their arbitrary list. You didn't go through and do it exactly the way they want to do so. Now Homeland Security is going to require people in those states to have a passport to fly domestically. Americans will need a passport to travel within their own country. So we have to be careful with a government that operates like this, that we don't allow something like a national right to carry to be a way for the government to set themselves up as the arbiters of who gets a carry permit. We don't want the federal government defining who gets a concealed carry permit. We don't want them taking over that process either. So there, some of these things are very good, and I understand the reasons for them, but we need to make sure that we have due process before they take away our guns if somebody accuses us of not being mentally competent. We need to make sure that the federal government is not going to have any role whatsoever in terms of concealed carry, that they're not going to pull this in the back door. That's not being paranoid. We've seen this kind of thing happen over and over again from our government. Now, we're looking at the different candidates today. We've talked a lot about the ones who are at the top, those who are not professional politicians, those who have not been elected to office before. Donald Trump, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina is another one. And, of course, when Fox News reported Trump's policy paper on the Second Amendment, they say, well, this is a radical departure from gun control. They point out that in the past, he has supported many of the aspects of gun control. So they're suspicious about him. But they're not suspicious about Carly Fiorina. No, Fox News loves her. She's their darling. I want to take a look at some of the aspects of Carly Fiorina that we have not talked about. Of course, we talked about her connections with the CIA. That's her only real government experience, is working with Michael Hayden of the CIA on dragnet surveillance on Americans. That ought to, you know, I would support a Carly for prison T-shirt, just like I would support a Hillary for prison T-shirt based on that basis. I don't know exactly what she did with him, but certainly something we should look into, and certainly not anything that qualifies her for the presidency or any kind of government qualification that I would agree with. Before I get into the Carly Fiorina video that I want you to see, what she's had to say about Hillary Clinton, I just want to let you know that Alex has extended the Money Bomb specials until midnight tonight. That's free shipping and big discounts on the products that we have there. We are really humbled and grateful for what you have done in supporting us. And as a thank you, we want to extend these specials. We have 30% off Super Male Vitality, 25% off Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. That's our iodine product, as well as DNA Force, 25% off. 25% off Prostaguard, as I mentioned earlier. 20% off Brain Force and Silver Bullet, and 15% off of Deep Cleanse, Secret 12, and Oxy Powder. So we've extended those specials until midnight tonight, as well as free shipping. And as I mentioned before, Christmas is only 95 days away. If you want to get a T-shirt or a belt buckle or something like that as a gift for yourself or others, it's a great time to do it while we have free shipping. Now, to Carly Fiorina, we've talked about Ben Carson and his comments about whether or not a Muslim should be president. We've talked about Donald Trump and the press attacking him because he didn't defend Obama. And we've talked about Donald Trump's latest policy statement on gun control. What about Carly Fiorina? Is she running merely on the fact that she is a woman? Of course, the things that we're supposed to be excited about with Carly Fiorina is that she's a woman and that she's been a CEO of Hewlett-Packard. And, of course, there are some big issues with her tenure there at Hewlett-Packard. I've got a short commercial I want to play for you about that. But listen to what she had to say about Hillary Clinton being a great candidate.
This is why perhaps I have such great admiration and empathy for Hillary Clinton. I have great admiration for her because I know what it takes in some small measure to do what she has done. She is obviously incredibly intelligent, focused, tough, determined, empathetic of all the tens of millions of people that she was trying to represent in her quest to become the first woman president of the United States. And as a woman, I take great pride in the fact that Hillary Clinton ran for president. And I also watched with a lot of empathy as I saw how she was scrutinized, characterized, talked about as a woman. While I think
let's
women
hold
have
that
made
right
great
there.
Progress.
Okay, so see, she has a lot of sympathy for her. Now, those of you who are not watching this or listening on the radio, she's saying that in front of a background of John McCain. And, of course, she was trying to get the supporters of Hillary Clinton to support John McCain instead of Obama. So it was all about identity politics. But, of course, she's the antidote to Hillary Clinton running as a woman. But you should vote for Carly Fiorina simply because she's a woman. That's exactly the kind of thing that we saw when she was pushing her daughter's death from a drug overdose of alcohol and prescription drugs.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.